Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Mayor Ken Kelsch will not seek a second term. He released a statement this morning saying he's decided to spend more time with his family. Hours after that announcement, Assemblymember Beth Weldon was the first Assemblymember to announce her candidacy for mayor.
I worked hard to build relationships within the Assembly and with many different groups within the town, and I believe building those relationships will help me move Juneau forward.
Weldon retired as a division chief at Capital City Fire Rescue in 2012 and now co-owns an auto parts store with her husband. She says if elected, she'll continue her focus on improving public safety. Also joining the race is Assemblymember Norton Gregory. Originally from Cake, Gregory works as a housing services manager for the Tlingit-Haida Regional Housing Authority.
I've certainly enjoyed my last year and a half on the Assembly. And the work that we do is good work, and I'd like to continue to work to enhance our community, as well as our school and education system, and also, just all aspects of city government.
That means the Juneau mayor race will have at least three candidates. Also running is Sarah Lim Tabachnik. She's executive director of the nonprofit AWARE, which provides counseling to survivors of sexual assault and operates a domestic violence shelter here in Juneau. Two candidates have filed to run for two open seats on the school board. Elizabeth Sidden, a research biologist with NOAA Fisheries, and Paul Kelly, an analyst programmer for the state, have both filed letters of intent. Three school board incumbents are up for re-election this October. Andy Story is focusing on her run for the legislature, and Emil Mackey confirmed he will file a letter of intent. Josh Keaton says he will not run this year. In other news this afternoon, a woman suspected of fraudulently applying for $70,000 in Alaska permanent fund dividends pled not guilty at arraignment. KTVA-TV reports 44-year-old Sheila McMahon entered the plea yesterday in Anchorage Superior Court. She faces one count of scheming to defraud and 148 counts of unsworn falsification. Assistant District Attorney Lisa Kelly says McMahon was arrested this month in her home state of Alabama. Online court records do not list an attorney for her. And the Texalda wildfire near Tok gained another 1,000 acres yesterday and has now charred over 13,000 acres. The State Division of Forestry reports that 113 firefighters are working to protect area native land allotments and cabins from the flames. The fire is about 38 miles southeast of Tok and about 14 miles southwest of the village of Northway. Forestry is holding a public meeting tonight in Northway to update area residents on the situation. Latest forecast for the capital city calls for mostly clear skies for tonight, mostly sunny for tomorrow and Sunday. Low tonight should be about 50 degrees. High this weekend should be in the low 70s. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.